Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The late Dr. Alan Bloom, a professor of philosophy at the University of Chicago, wrote a national bestseller in 1987. What was so amazing about Dr. Bloom's book, The Closing of the American Mind, was its size and its scholarliness. The book is about 400 pages long, very difficult to read, and very expensive. But it touched a responsive chord in the hearts of thousands of Americans. Liberal educators, theologians, and politicians have viciously attacked Dr. Bloom's book, which means it probably wrecked some of their precious theories. A few words from Dr. Bloom's book are very enlightening. There is one thing a professor can be absolutely certain of. Almost every student entering the university believes, or says he believes, that truth is relative. That anyone should regard the proposition as not self-evident astonishes them, as though they were calling into question 2 plus 2 equals 4. Page 25. The vast majority of the entering freshmen cannot defend their beliefs about truth, but they hold on to them because they have been indoctrinated in these ideas. Dr. William Kirk Kilpatrick's outstanding book, The Emperor's New Clothes, says many humanistic psychologists believe the only truths are personal truths. He quotes Dr. Carl Rogers as saying, "When an activity feels as though it is valuable and worthwhile, it is worth doing." Page 46. Dr. Kilpatrick affirms that there is constant chattering about arriving at your own truths or not imposing your values on others, as though truth and values are purely personal constructs and had nothing to do with things outside yourself. Page 50. Dr. Joseph Fletcher said in a speech at Murray State University that anyone who believes in absolute truth is an absolute fool. I wonder if that is an absolute truth. Dennis McCollum edited a book with the title, The Death of Truth, What's Wrong with Multiculturalism? The Rejection of Reason and the New Postmodern Diversity. McCollum mentions a survey which was conducted on the campus of a large American university. The young people were asked about their view of truth. These are some of their responses. Truth is what you believe. There is no absolute truth. If there were such a thing as absolute truth, how could we know what it is? People who believe in absolute truth are dangerous. Only one person said he believed in absolute truth, and that was Jesus Christ. Page 31. There is always the temptation to think our generation is the only one which has been mixed up on the matter of truth. But that is not true. 2,600 years ago, the prophet Jeremiah wrote, "But you shall say unto them, there is a nation that obeys not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receives correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth." Jeremiah 7:28. Incidentally, the people of whom these comments were made were not pagan nations. They were the people of God. But they had refused to hear the words of God, as they were delivered to the people by the prophets of God. About 150 years before Jeremiah wrote these words, Hosea had written, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." Hosea 4:1. When a nation loses its knowledge of and its respect for truth, what will happen to that nation? Look at the United States, my friends, and you will find out. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.